Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas, one question at a time. Today's question comes from Jacqueline. Jacqueline asks, what is your advice and or tips on being away from your child for the first time? He is three and has only been away for about 24 hours at a time, except when we had baby number two in February. He will be gone for 4 days. I know it may be a luxury for some, but I'm struggling. Jacqueline, this is kind of a hilarious question for me to pick. And in fact, I was sort of like, well, maybe I should give this question to Amy because I love being away from my kids. I was the person who, like, at my follow-up 6-week pediatrician appointment was like, how long until I can leave this baby overnight? Like, I find space and distance from my own children really helps in my parenting every week. Every summer, except for now, my kids go to Texas and spend 2 weeks with their grandparents. So we leave them there and we fly back and then their grandparents bring them home. And it's like our favorite 2 weeks of the year. My husband and I just kind of skip around town, like looking goofy and acting happy because we're like child free, child free. And we love our kids, but I've always enjoyed, I have a big Irish family and it's kind of like, who wants them this week? All right, you guys take them. I'll take yours next week. My sister and I kind of have a trade-off system with our kids. And so at first I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't answer this question because I don't really relate to it. But then I thought to myself, maybe it would be helpful to get the other perspective of someone who doesn't really struggle with this at all, in that I am not going to be dismissive of your anxiety around leaving your kid, which I think is completely, completely legit. So this is what I would say. The first thing I would say is reframe this. So he's 3 years old. In 2 years, he's going to be going to kindergarten, presumably, maybe 3 years, but whatever. And he's going to start to be away from you for 8 hours a day. And one of the things we say on the podcast a lot is you don't start getting your kids ready to go to college a week beforehand. You don't start getting your kids ready to start kindergarten a week beforehand. You don't start getting your kids ready to have healthy eating habits right before they have to live on their own and cook for themselves. These are all kind of lifetime endeavors. And I think independence from you is something that is also kind of a lifetime endeavor. Now, generally, a three-year-old, it is not developmentally appropriate for them to feel independence from you. That is not a skill you are working on with a three-year-old. But I do think in my own life, I was a kid from a big family who was sort of like, this week Aunt Suze is staying with you. Next week, Grandma is staying with you. I kind of had this feeling of like, there is such a wide range of people who take care of me. And I think that's a kind of a nice feeling for kids to have. So I don't actually know why it's hard for you to leave your kid, but for people for whom this is hard, I think it is smart to mentally reframe this as, I'm not abandoning my child. I am not throwing them off so I can selfishly go have a good time. I think it's smarter for yourself to frame it as like, I'm working on the great skill of independence from me for my child. And this is something kids can definitely do and it's okay. And so I think just making sure beforehand that you're telling yourself a good true story, that my kid can definitely handle being away from me for a couple of days. Much like we just had somebody posting on the Facebook page, oh no, I have to go back to work and my kid will only breastfeed and I never give them a bottle, and people are trying to help them out with that dilemma. You don't want a kid who cannot separate from you at all. And so this is a good exercise in that. And for yourself, I think acknowledge your anxiety. I think a lot of people will goof on you and be like, what? I left my kids a million times. Who cares? Allow yourself some grace of like, for you, this is a difficult and hard experience and you're having a lot of anxiety around it. And so break it down. What am I worried about happening? As we often say on the podcast, we do for our kids. Let's really stare at this thing hard. Let's not try to be like, I know this is silly, so I'm not even going to think about it. Go through all the things you are afraid of. I am afraid my kid will miss me. I am afraid it will be a damaging experience. I am afraid that something bad will happen while I am away and I will never get over the guilt of that. And really stare down hard at what is making you anxious. None of those things you have control over. Something bad could happen while you're there. Your kid will miss you, but it will not scar them for life. I think if you really force yourself to look at all the pieces, you're going to be like, okay, this is not that scary. It's scary enough that I can get control of it at the very least. And then I think while you're away, you should also use advice that we use for kids, which is schedule your day. So when we're away, I always ask who's ever caring for my kids, usually my sister or my mother-in-law, hey, send me tons of pictures, because I love during the day to be like, oh, look, they're having breakfast. Oh, cute, they went out for a bike ride. Oh, lovely, they're having a nap now. Whatever it is, I ask the caregiver to just send me pictures all day, because I do like to have a hum in the background of like the kids are doing great, because then it helps me relax and enjoy whatever I'm off doing. And I also try to pick times of the day that I will call. You don't want your whole day to be like, should I call? I just called. I don't want to bother. Should I call, check in? I feel like that can become kind of like a ruinous rolling thing in your mind. So I would just say every day I'm going to call at 9 o'clock, noon, 3 o'clock, and bedtime. That seems reasonable to me. And then you tell who's ever watching your kids, this is how I'm going to do it. And then you check in and you say, how's it going? Tell me something cute that happened. You can try to FaceTime. I'm going to tell you in advance that a three-year-old is not great at FaceTime. So they might be happy to see you. If you find that every time you FaceTime, it's making the kid cry for an hour, cut it out with the FaceTime. Just call the caregiver and see how they're doing, because that can be a bummer for your caregiver and sometimes even for your kid. Like, don't have expectations around how your kid is going to react to you on FaceTime, because it may not go the way you think it's going to go. And so that's a lot of ways you can put some control around this, even though it's a situation you don't have a ton of control over. Wow, I said a mouthful for someone who's like, I'm fine with going away. But Jacqueline, I hope that advice helps. I hope you have an awesome trip. I hope your three-year-old is so cute and happy to see you when you get home. And you're going to be fine, I promise. Guys, if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can submit them at questions@wellfreshhealthpodcast.com. Here's my child walking into the room. Can you hold on? I'm just finishing recording. And we might answer yours next. Thanks so much, guys. Bye-bye. Okay, hon, what is it?
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back
with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.